tablet 5. Relationship between chakras and koshas, sheets. As the first kosha, sheet, in an individual is his physical body, which is under the influence of the tamaguna and is manifested because of this force, so also the first chakra is completely dominated by this force and is related to this first sheet or kosha. The second sheet, which is prana in the body, is under the influence of the rajaguna. It is true that the rajaguna is the life force, prana, and is good in general, but when it is under the influence of the tamaguna, it becomes worldly passion, and thus unspiritual desires arise. This second sheet is related to the second chakra, in which the rajaguna is active, but it is under the influence of the tamaguna and is directed toward the external world, resulting in heedless activities done in the manifested universe. It is where the temptation arises and is symbolized as woman in the third chapter in Genesis. The third chakra is related to the third kosha. In this level, both rajaguna, mutative force, and sattvaguna, sentient force, intelligence, are active, but they are still under the influence of the tamaguna. As the third kosha was the lower mental world, or the place where the mind was directed toward fulfillment of desires for things in the external world, so also in this chakra, the intelligence and activities are under the influence of the tamaguna, external world. That is why this layer or kosha is called mind. The worldly intelligence is in this level. This third kosha is the most important layer to be understood, because it is in this state that individuals use their intelligence to manipulate the external world for satisfaction of their gross desires. That is also why this is the center where longing for wealth, possession and power to satisfy one's selfish desires, two first chakras, is located. Therefore, control of this chakra or layer of the mind, kosha, is very important by individuals and society in general. A person in the first layer of the mind, kosha, is earth-bound. Then, because of his fears, attachments, striving for survival, etc., he becomes bound to anything that fulfills his mundane needs. A person in the second layer does not have that much intelligence to inflict great suffering on others. But it is those in the third layer with intelligence who cause exploitation of the two others in lower levels. This brings great suffering to humanity. So understanding this layer in depth is very necessary in order to control the suffering inflicted on the individual and the society. The fourth layer is related to the fourth chakra, in which prana, rajaguna, dominates. However, its direction is not toward the external world, downward, but toward higher thoughts and the spiritual world, upward. It is the beginning of spiritual feelings and joy. It is the place of unconditional love. The fifth layer is related to the fifth chakra, in which the sattvaguna, pure intelligence, dominates. Here, a great joy, ananda, is experienced, and the person comes in contact with the ethereal world. All the activities and their purposes in the external world, spiritual logic, become clear to him. In the sixth chakra, the last bondage is also overcome, and the person becomes the master of the three gunas. That is why no kosha, sheet, layer of the mind is left, and the person experiences infinity, great powers and knowledge, but he still maintains a small I to keep him in the body. Such a person is called the Sadguru or Perfect Master, Man-God.